When I came of age, my father asked me one day if I would step with him into his study.
"My son,"
said he when we were seated,
"what is the chief end of your existence?"
"My father," I answered, "it is the study of nosology."
"And what, Robert,"
he inquired,
"is nosology?"
"Sir," I said, "it is the science of noses."
"And can you tell me," he demanded, "what is the meaning of a nose?"
"A nose, my father," I replied, greatly softened, "has been variously defined by about 1,000 different authors." Here I pulled out my watch. "It is now noon or thereabouts. We shall have time enough to get through with them all before midnight. To commence, the nose, according to Bartholinus, is that protuberance, that bump, that excrescence, that—"
"Will do, Robert,"
interrupted the good old gentleman.
"I am thunderstruck at the extent of your information. I am, positively, upon my soul."
Here he took me by the arm.
"Your education may now be considered as finished. It is high time you should scuffle for yourself, and you cannot do a better thing than merely follow your nose. So get out of my house, and God bless you."
As I resolved to be guided by the paternal advice, and was determined indeed to follow my nose, I gave it a pull or two upon the spot, and wrote a pamphlet on nosology forthwith. The entire town was in an uproar, and the papers raved.
"Wonderful genius," said the Quarterly.
"Superb physiologist," said the Westminster.
"Clever fellow," said the Foreign.
"Fine writer,"
said the Edinburgh.
"Profound thinker," said the Dublin.
"A great man," said the Bentley.
"Divine soul," said Fraser.
"One of us,"
said Blackwood.
"Who can he be?"
said Mrs. Barbleur.
"What can he be?"
said Big Miss Barbleur.
"Where can he be?"
said Little Miss Barbleur. But I paid these people no attention whatever. I just stepped into the shop of an artist. The Duchess of Bless My Soul was sitting for her portrait. The Marquis of So-and-so was holding the Duchess's poodle. The Earl of This and That was flirting with her salts, and His Royal Highness of Touch-Me-Not was leaning upon the back of her chair. I approached the artist and turned up my nose.
"Oh, beautiful," sighed Her Grace.
"Oh, my," lisped the Marquis.
"Oh, shocking,"
groaned the Earl.
"Oh, abominable,"
growled His Royal Highness.
"How much are you asking?"
asked the artist. £1,000, said I.
Is it guaranteed under warranty?"
he asked, turning the nose to the light. "It is," said I, blowing it well.
Is it quite original?"
he inquired, touching it with reverence.
"Humph,"
said I, twisting it to one side.
"Has no copy been made?"
he demanded, surveying it through a magnifying glass. "None," said I, turning it up.
£1,000,
said he. "Precisely," said I,